Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. You know, in all of my classes through Bible college and seminary, and in all the preaching books I have ever read, capturing the audience's attention was a crucial aspect of the sermon. Use a startling fact or a provocative statement or a funny story, something engaging or heartwarming. Draw the audience in immediately. Well, apparently someone forgot to tell Matthew about this little rule of communication because he begins his gospel with a long, long genealogy. This genealogy actually, though, is one astonishing fact. It links Jesus with the beloved King David of the Jews and Father Abraham, father of the Jewish nation. And in Jewish culture, lineage was a big deal. You had to be able to prove your lineage in order to show that you could live in certain places since the land was divided up at one time according to tribes. And you certainly had to prove your lineage if you claimed to be a priest or a king. And that's exactly what Jesus claimed. And it was what Matthew had set out to prove. So his lineage needed to be proven in order for Jewish people who weren't around to hear Jesus teach and see his miracles to consider him credible. When we look at the beginning of this genealogy, we read the first two names of Abraham and Isaac. And what's incredible about these two names is that Abraham was so old when Isaac was born that he and his wife, well, they should have been dead. In fact, the author of Hebrews says that Abraham was as good as dead. That is how old he was. He shouldn't have been able to produce children, but he did. Why? Because God is faithful to his promises. And so from the beginning, we see that this kingdom is going to be a supernatural kingdom, that this promise is dependent on God doing something. So what we have here in the first parts of Matthew chapter 1 is Matthew saying that Jesus is a legitimate king in the line of Abraham and David, two pillars of the Jewish nation, and that his kingdom is a supernatural one. God was faithful to keep his unbelievable promise. And God fulfills his promise of sending a revolutionary king and kingdom to save his people because they are people in need. And your name could be on the list right along with all those other names. Your heritage, your family tree is just like what is listed in Matthew chapter 1. It's just a small snapshot of human history. So what is it that we learn from the genealogy that paints the picture of all mankind? Well, Israel had no reason to be proud of itself. Salvation and redemption and restoration would not be coming from mere man out of that lineage. It's not from within. And what we see is that it is from God. So take David, the greatest king of Israel. Well, he stole another man's wife and had the husband put to death. And he receives forgiveness and grace and mercy from the hand of God. No one is able to save themselves. All, even the best on the list, stood in dire need of redemption by the blood of the promised one. And God has been faithful to his promise to bring the Son to the earth. And he died on a cross for our sin. And he is coming back to rescue and to be with his people forever. As you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Hangaza LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Rwanda, Congo, and Niger.